Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 1. Knowing and participating in God's great and lofty will to head up all things in Christ. Wednesday related verses. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. And to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. In order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which He made in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. May be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body. So also is the Christ. Suggested reading. Today, if we want to build the body of Christ, we must love God, Christ, and the church in the love with which God loves us and in the love which He put within us. By this, we can hold to the truth in this love. According to the words of Solomon, everything under the sun is vanity. There is no reality. But there is one who is real in the universe, God Himself. If God occupies the proper position in everything, then everything is true. Otherwise, all things are but vanity of vanities. As Romans chapter 3, verse 4 says, every man is a liar. Only God is true. In this true God, there are three things: the economy of God, the Christ of God, and the body of Christ, the church. In the whole universe, only this group of things is true. If you take them away from the universe will become vain. For this reason, when you hear some rumors in the church, you should compare them with these words. If they do not conform to these three things, you should let these rumors go. In this way, you will be holding to truth in love. Love is not just an element. It is also a sphere. Element refers to the inward constituent. The constituent in the love of God is just God Himself. This constituent of love is in us, and we hold to truth in this constituent. This love is also a sphere. In this love, and by this love, we are able to hold to truth. When we hold to truth, the first item to hold to is God's New Testament economy. He arranged to create the heavens and the earth, and to create man according to his image and likeness, so that man would be like him, be his vessel, and be prepared for the day when the Creator God would enter into man to be mingled with man, to become the many members of Christ, and to constitute the body of Christ, to express Christ, which is to express the triune God in Christ. This is the economy of God. Second, we have to hold to the all-inclusive Christ. This Christ is the one who fills all in all. He is not only in all, but also fills all. The universe is immeasurable, and Paul compared the breadth, length, height, and depth of the universe to the measure of Christ. This shows us that the measure and riches of Christ are unsearchable. Third, we have to hold to the church. The church is the body of Christ, as the fullness of Christ, to express him. Hence, the church is not an organization, but an organism. The church is the body of Christ. It is constituted by those who are regenerated, saved, and have received Christ as their life. We have to hold to this organism and not to any organized congregation. To hold to truth is for the purpose of growing into the head, Christ. According to our experience, the growth here is not our growth, but it is the growth of Christ within us. This is like the words of John the Baptist. He must increase, but I must decrease. Before we believed in Jesus, it was we who were growing. After we believed in the Lord and began to love him, we began to decrease, and Christ began to increase within us. In the end, we will be like Paul, who said that it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Moreover, when Christ grows within us, we grow in him. Actually, our growth is just his growth. As a result, we decrease, and he comes in to gradually replace us, and we grow into him.